God Israel, Amrim Shema Israel.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generations.
The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations make free time available to present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Today's program, the 11th in our fifth anniversary series, is Gandhi by Morton Wishengrad, adapted from the book Great Soul by Herriman Mora.
Lighted by truth, fed by it, kept alive by it, but yet ignorant of it, there came a man who sought truth, felt it, declared it. His name was Mohandas Gandhi.
Truth is of God, and it is God. It is that which all men see in part without any seeing fully, which all seek without any knowing fully why they seek it.
In a world where the strong hurt the weak, this man fought back with truth. He put himself last, hence he found himself first. He wished to be humble, hence he became great. He had the strength of water, which, as it seeks a low place, wears away rock and soil and cannot be stopped. But they didn't know that, and so they tried to stop him.
Mohandas Gandhi, is there something you wish to say before I pronounce the sentence of this court?
What is my crime, Your Honor?
We hold you guilty of promoting disaffection.
I admit my guilt. But I hold it to be a virtue to be disaffected toward a government which in its totality has done more harm to India than any previous system.
Mohandas Gandhi, it is my duty to sentence you to 6 years' imprisonment.
They were foolish men. Can you put into darkness that which shines even where there is no light? He lay there in Yeravdah prison, sick, shadowed by a wall, separated from his people, and yet all India felt his presence. And so his jailer, being unable to confine his spirit, released his frail, scrawny body. It was 20 years ago, and in India there were tens of millions of men and women who were neither of the high caste, nor the middle caste, nor even of the lower caste. These were the millions of outcasts, who were declared untouchable and doomed from the moment of birth to the moment of death by the inflexible stamp of untouchability, and no hope of release, and little hope of rebellion. Yet there was one hope. From all over India, the untouchable sought out Gandhi.
Madam, can you tell me, please, is this the road to the Mahatma?
Keep away. Keep your distance.
I keep my distance. Is this the road?
Keep your distance, untouchable one, Panchama.
I have walked across India to see him. I keep my distance. Where will I find him?
In the field there is a house of mud, equally the color of saffron. In the house you will find Mahatma Gandhi, but he will not see you. You are untouchable.
Then you do not know him. Because you call me untouchable, therefore he will see me.
Was there? Is there someone here to see me?
Yes, Mr. Gandhi. But he will come tomorrow when you have had another day of rest.
Who is he?
My name is Rama.
Come closer.
I have come a great distance.
For what purpose?
I hardly know. I come from a city in the south, a place called Vikom. I am untouchable.
Rama, what is your occupation?
I am a cleaner of roads.
And when you have cleaned the road? Are you permitted to walk upon it?
I am not permitted. I am untouchable.
Are you permitted to enter the house of worship?
It is forbidden. I am untouchable.
Rama, do you have a wife?
Yes. She is 6 months with child. Perhaps that is why I came. Better my child should be born dead than to be born untouchable, to be degraded as I am degraded. Mr. Gandhi, come with me to Vikhomb. We need you there.
I have just been released from prison.
In 3 months, my son will be born into his prison.
I have been ill. There is no strength left.
We need you, Mr. Gandhi.
I will come when I am well.
We need you now.
I have my own needs now. My need is 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 to rest, to find my strength.
You have turned us away.
You dare not say that. You must have been told that I am sick.
I was told something else. A man said to me, Mahatma Gandhi is not one to love 10,000 people 10,000 miles away. He loves his neighbor.
Wait here for 2 days. After 2 days, I will go with you to Vikhomb.
Mr. Gandhi.
Colonel, this is an unexpected pleasure. It had not occurred to me that I would be met in Vikhomb by one of His Majesty's officials.
Mr. Gandhi, is there some place where we could withdraw for a moment?
I am sure there must be, Colonel, but why withdraw?
I have a matter to discuss with you, a matter of some importance.
Yes?
I should prefer a more private place than a railroad station.
I am very comfortable here. You have something to tell me?
Mr. Gandhi, you are not wanted in Vikhomb.
I am not, Colonel.
No. I regret to inform you that your presence here in Vikhomb is deeply resented.
By whom?
By the better classes.
The richer classes?
The same thing, Mr. Gandhi.
No, Colonel, but we shan't enter into debate. I am rather tired.
Forgive me. I shall call on you another time.
Do so, Colonel.
Thank you. Or perhaps a Mr. Sadhu will call. He's a rather important figure in this community. Yes, I think you may expect a call from Mr. Sadhu.
Rama, that will be our friend, Mr. Sadhu.
Then I shall go.
On the contrary, Rama, you must stay. Kindly open the door for Mr. Sadhu.
Very well. I will not mind to go away.
But I will mind, Rama. Let Mr. Sadhu in. Will you please come in, sir? I have been expecting you.
I cannot enter this room.
Why not, sir?
That creature by your side.
You mean this man?
Is Panchama, untouchable.
His name is Rama. You two should know one another. He cleans your finest highway.
Mr. Gandhi, if you came to my house, I would not insult you.
Mr. Sadhu, you have come to what is my house. Why do you insult my friend?
Must you be reminded that you are a Hindu? He is untouchable.
If untouchability is a necessary part of Hinduism, I am not a Hindu. What do you want with me, Mr. Sadhu?
Send that man away and I will tell you.
Rama stays with me.
Very well, Mr. Gandhi. You were a visitor here. I must remember to be hospitable. I come to you with a gift of hospitality from the better castes of Vikhomb.
What kind of a gift, Mr. Sadhu?
A gift of rubies and pearls.
See, Rama, they worry about you. They worry enough to wish to bribe me.
My dear Gandhi, this is insupportable.
Is it, Mr. Sadhu? Then give your rubies and your pearls to my friend Rama. There are men and women in India who need bread. And you and I have no right to anything until the millions of India are clothed and fed.
I will not be harangued by a vile demagogue.
Then go away, Mr. Sadhu. I do not keep you.
I've come here to warn you.
Then warn me and go away.
Mr. Gandhi, custom is custom, and no one like you will set custom aside. Have no fear. The custom of untouchability remains.
No, Mr. Sadhu.
I say it remains.
No, Mr. Sadhu. Tomorrow. tomorrow, my friend Rama will walk on the public highway.
I warn him not to do so.
Thank you. Tomorrow, my friend Rama, the untouchable, will walk on a public highway of India. You may tell that to your friends, Mr. Sadhu. Put down your sticks. There will be no fighting.
Mr. Gandhi, we must fight back.
No.
I am a woman like other women. I may not dress as other women do. I may not enter the house of worship with them. I have no privilege except pain and suffering. It was so for my mother and my grandmother. Not for me. I fight.
Not with sticks, not with clubs, not with your fists.
Mahatma Gandhi, what other way is there?
No force, no violence. We shall fight evil with the power of truth. No other way.
But if we go upon the highway, Mr. Gandhi, if we even show ourselves...
Yes, Rama?
They will come with their police.
Let them come, Rama.
And not resist?
And not resist.
They will strike with their clubs.
Accept their blows.
Mr. Gandhi, we are human beings. Who receives a blow must return a blow.
We are fighting for the truth that all men are brothers. All men. Relatives and strangers. Countrymen and foreigners, white and colored, Hindus, Muslims, Parsis, Christians, Jews. For this truth you dare not shed blood. I propose that you disobey the regulations which degrade you and pronounce you untouchable. I ask you to violate these laws deliberately, but not with hatred in your hearts.
What shall we do, Mr. Gandhi?
Tomorrow you shall go upon the public highway. Whatever the consequence of your going, you will not raise your hand. You will not protect yourself against the club. You will resist only with the great truth that you are human and capable of love. I will go with you tomorrow.
Summarily dealt with, and the government will countenance no disorder. In the name of the government, I ask you all to return to your homes.
He is talking good sense. Go home.
I go home by means of the public highway.
For the last time, go home.
Mr. Sadhu, if you will step to one side, I wish to place my foot upon the public highway.
Mr. Gandhi, if this man...
Yes, Mr. Sadhu. Rama is a man.
If this untouchable sets foot on the highway, I shall strike him down.
He will not strike you back, Mr. Sadhu. Come, Rama. Let us both walk upon the highway.
Untouchable, where are you going?
Upon a public highway of the city of Vikom.
Go no farther. This is as far as you go.
You are a courageous man, Mr. Sadhu, to strike someone who will not strike you back. Now strike me.
Go back where you came from, Mr. Gandhi. Take your scum with you.
Rama, are you ready to walk farther?
I am, Mr. Gandhi.
Then come, we walk.
Hit me again, Mr. Sadhu, because I take another step. Again, Mr. Sadhu, I take a fourth step.
Mr. Gandhi, he uses a club. Allow us to fight back.
We are fighting back. We fight without violence. Rama, my good friend, do you still have courage to fight with truth?
Yes, Mr. Gandhi. I will...
Rama!
Mr. Sadhu, you and the club in your hand have won a great victory. Someone help me with Rama. He is bleeding.
He has lost much blood, Mr. Gandhi.
Rama, hear me?
Yes. And I have a question, Mr. Gandhi. What is the good of submission?
I see no other way, Rama. Until now, the world has been governed by hatred. We shall try another way.
Oh, Mr. Gandhi, they come against us with clubs and sticks.
Therefore, love them. Real beauty consists in doing good against evil. You are untouchable, so they say. Now you must show them what you truly are.
Mr. Gandhi, my head throbs. I am afraid. Mr. Gandhi, what am I to do?
The public highway, Rama. You must go again tomorrow.
I am not a hero. The thought makes... Yes, I will go again.
We will all go, Rama.
But, Rukama, you are afraid too, are you not?
I am a coward.
Then why do you volunteer?
I would be ashamed not to.
Of all the human virtues, love and mercy and justice are the greatest. But I swear to you that without courage there can be neither love nor mercy nor justice. Rukama, if they beat you, will you run away?
I shall try not to.
And you will not raise your hand against them?
I shall try not to, Mr. Gandhi.
I insist, Rukama. You are not to raise your hand.
Very well. I promise you I shall not raise my hand.
And you, Rama?
It will be hard, but I promise.
The rest of you, do you promise?
We promise.
Then I ask you to pray with me.
Let us all go to the temple.
No. Pray here in this room. God is not encased in a safe to be approached through a little hole bored through the heavy door. God is here and everywhere. He is open. He can be approached through millions of openings. Pray.
Lead us, Mr. Gandhi.
God of the universe, truth is in all men, making them one, not in a few of them, making them separate. To do hurt to any man is to do hurt to oneself. For to injure him is to injure truth in him, and thus to hurt the whole world. God of the universe, bless us. We are frail and lustful and steeped in sin. But tomorrow we shall try to conquer evil, not by doing violence to others, but by taking violence upon ourselves. O God, give us courage.
I call upon this illegal assembly to disperse and return to your homes.
Mr. Gandhi, I order you to instruct this mob to refrain from any violation of the law.
What is the law, Mr. Sadhu?
You know the law. Mr. Gandhi, you may enter upon the public highway, but the untouchables with you are forbidden.
And if they choose to ignore the law because it is immoral?
They will be imprisoned.
Lama, will you answer?
Mr. Sadhu, I am ready for imprisonment.
Do not be so ready. Your wife will be imprisoned.
She is ready for imprisonment.
Your brothers, your sisters, your children.
They are ready for imprisonment.
Mr. Gandhi, you are gambling with the lives of all these people.
No, Mr. Sadhu. I am gambling that truth is active and alive in the world of men. The untouchables of the city of Vikom are gambling with truth.
Constable, are you ready?
I am, Mr. Sadhu.
Constable, I am untouchable. Look, I enter now upon the public road.
I place you under arrest. I place you under arrest. I place you under arrest. And you, people, do not push.
Be patient. Await your turn and step forward on the highway. There is no need to push. You will all be arrested.
Isn't this whole thing getting to be a little ridiculous?
In what way, Colonel?
Well, for one thing, it's ridiculous. I mean, every untouchable in Vicom can't go and get himself arrested.
Why not, Colonel?
Because there aren't enough blooming prisons in all of India. That's why not.
May I suggest a simple solution?
Yes?
Don't arrest them, Colonel.
That's out of the question. Law is law.
As you please, continue arresting them.
Now, look here, Mr. Gandy. They'll be arrested, and they'll be flogged. Now, some of them may die. Now, what's the use of letting anything like that happen? What's the use, eh?
Colonel, what is the use of imprisoning men and women who are anxious to be imprisoned? What is the use of flogging a man who is ready to be flogged? What is the use of killing a man who is ready to die?
Gandy, I don't know whether you're a hypocrite or a saint. My wager is that you're a hypocrite.
This happened in the city of Vikom 20 years ago. The untouchables of Vikom walked upon the highway and were imprisoned. Great numbers were imprisoned until there was no space left. Whereupon new measures were taken.
Captain, you will station your police constables along the road. Barricade each entrance to the road.
And Gandhi answered in his own way.
I ask the untouchables to stand day and night in front of the police. Plead with them. Pray for them. Day and night.
Here now, how long can you beggars stay here?
For as long as you block the way to the public road.
Now, you're all reasonable people. 6 whole months for a long time to stand. 6 whole months, 180 days. Now, please, go home.
Mr. Gandhi, I would like a little talk with you.
It was the triumph of Mohandas Gandhi, the triumph of nonviolence. For more than a year, the untouchables had stood and prayed. More than a year of days and nights, of hot sun and floods, of hunger and thirst. The condemned, the degraded, the untouchable.
All right, Mr. Gandhi, we cannot stand it any longer. Tell them that the highways are open to everyone.
Into a world lighted by truth, fed by it, kept alive by it, but yet ignorant of it, there came a man who sought truth, declared it. This man, whom people called Mahatma, the great soul. In a world of oppression and killings, Gandhi lived truth. In a world where the strong hurt the weak, he fought back with truth. In a world where men boasted their goodness, he hid himself in truth. In a world where men are in bondage, he found freedom in truth. He so put his touch upon the people of India and the people of Britain that India became free. In the year 1948, an assassin brought out a pistol and fired 3 bullets into the frail body of a man named Gandhi. And Gandhi's hands came together in a gesture of greeting. And as he fell, he said softly, "Oh God, oh God."
If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to The Eternal Light, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we take great pleasure in presenting Mr. Samuel S. Schneierson, President of the Child Care Association of the Federation of Jewish Philanthropies and member of the Board of Directors of the Jewish Theological Seminary. Mr. Schneierson.
Mahatma Gandhi was one of the great spiritual personalities of our age, possessed of a passion for peace and indestructible faith in human brotherhood. He devoted his life to the cause of freedom for his people, but Gandhi refused to achieve freedom at the price of peace. He believed that violence begets violence. He believed the human spirit is more powerful than any weapon devised by man. In an age of violence, Gandhi's rigid adherence to his principles set him apart as a person of matchless courage. This frail, abstemious, simply clad man does not perhaps conform to the hero image of our Western folklore. Yet how remarkable must be the physical courage of a man who would not raise a stick, a stone, no, not even his bare hands, against those who threatened him. But Gandhi made no virtue of his physical courage. To him, true courage was spiritual, the courage to seek out the truth and to live by the truth. It is that which gained for him the respect and the love of the whole world and the unquestioning obedience of his countrymen. Gandhi was a Brahmin, a high-caste Hindu, reared in the belief that he belonged to a group superior to all others in the social scale, and that at the other end of that scale were the untouchables of India, so low as to hardly merit consideration as human beings. Gandhi rejected the security with which Hindu tradition, by virtue of his high birth, had invested him. Gandhi made the fight of the untouchables his fight, reaping the reward of all those who dare fly in the face of tradition, physical hardship, derision, ostracism. Jews and Christians who believe that man has been created in God's image can understand why Gandhi became the champion of the downtrodden of his country. In today's dramatization, we have heard Gandhi assert, "Without courage, there can be neither love, nor mercy, nor justice." And we recognize that at every step of the way, courage implemented Gandhi's love for mankind, gave it direction and constructive power. It enabled him to accept a great challenge and to meet it nobly and effectively. All of us are today facing a challenge of equal magnitude, but unlike Gandhi, we have no choice as to whether we will meet it. The issue has already been joined. If we are to survive, we too must have the courage to choose peace, to practice brotherhood, and thus maintain true freedom.
Thank you, Mr. Schneierson. Listen next week to The Thief and the Hangman with Mel Ferrer, currently starred in the motion picture Lost Boundaries. Our eternal eye drama today, Gandhi, was written by Morton Wishengrad and adapted from the book Great Soul by Harriman Mora. The music was composed by Morris Momorsky and conducted by Milton Katims. Cantor Robert Siegel sang the liturgical introduction. Featured as Gandhi was Leon Janney, and Alexander Scourby was the narrator. The production was under the direction of Frank Papp. Free time to present The Eternal Light is made available by the National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.